He was passing through the square headed back home when he saw a poster on a telephone pole outside the candy store. He walked over to it and read it with silent horror. He couldn't remember his dream of the night before, but something like this had been in it. He was positive. "Have you seen Brodigan? He is an old mongrel, but we love him. Brodigan has white fur and blue eyes. He is friendly. We'll eat scraps from your hand. We will pay a very large reward. If you have seen Brodigan, call Housatonic 58337 or bring Brodigan to 745 Highgate Avenue, home of the Sagamore family." This isn't a good day, Bubby thought, watching his hand reach out and pull the poster off the telephone pole. Beyond it, hanging from a bulb on the marquee of the Harwich Theater, he saw a dangling blue kite tail. This isn't a good day at all. I never should have gone out of the apartment. In fact, I should have stayed in bed. Housatonic 58337, just like on the poster about Phil the Welsh Corgi. Except that there was a Housatonic exchange in Harwich. Bobby never heard of it. Some of the numbers were on the Harwich exchange. Others were Commonwealth. But Housatonic? No. Not here. Not in Bridgeport either. He crumpled the poster up and threw it in the Keep Our Town Clean and Green basket on the corner. But on the other side of the street, he found another just like it. Farther along, he found a third, pasted to a corner mailbox. He tore these down as well. The low men were either closing in or desperate, maybe both. Ted couldn't go out at all today. Bobby would have to tell him that, and he'd have to be ready to run. He'd tell him that, too. Bobby cut through the park, almost running himself in his hurry to get home, and he barely heard the small, gasping cry which came from his left as he passed the baseball fields. "Bobby!" He stopped and looked toward the grove of trees where Carol had taken him the day before when he started to bawl. And when the gasping cry came again, he realized it was her. "Bobby, if it's you, please help me." He turned off the cement path and ducked into the copse of trees. What he saw there made him drop his baseball glove on the ground. It was an Alvin Dark model of that glove, and later it was gone. Someone came along and just kifed it, he supposed, and so what? As that day wore on, his lousy baseball glove was the very least of his concerns.